Happy Tuesday with Tamika. Thank you guys so much for joining me for yet another episode of Tuesday with Tamika, where you guys already know what it is. We believe in lifting as we climb, turning those trials into treasures, living a life to inspire and not impress, opening up and allowing God to restore all of us, and loving as if we have never been hurt. I am so excited about today's episode. I really want us to talk about wealth and just really the principles of wealth. And so often when we hear that, we think of cha-ching money, right? But wealth is so much bigger. And as I was talking to my dear friend, which I cannot wait for you guys to meet her, I was talking to her about just how life has been hectic with family and friends and, you know, caring for my mother and being a wife and being a daughter and being a son, like all the things. A lot of times we lose sight of what wealth truly is, because when you have all these hats and all these roles that you play, it also costs you. And sometimes it costs you financially, it costs you mentally, it costs you spiritually, it costs you romantically. It really costs to be the woman that a lot of you all are listening, who you truly are. It costs you to be that woman that you are. So I know for me personally, this week, this last couple of months has been really a dichotomy of blessings and hardships. And sometimes I wrap my head around, like, how can I be living in both? But that's exactly who we serve. We serve the God of both. The God that takes us through the Red Sea, but there's still all the challenges that we have to, you know, go through when we're walking through the Red Sea. And I know, my dear sister, that I met a little over a month ago at a conference, like, and immediately, y'all, immediately, I know I fell in love with her. And I know immediately, as soon as she opens up her mouth, you guys are going to fall in love with her, because I know that she knows a lot about that dichotomy of really being wealthy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, but then also navigating the hardships of life. So I'm going to hush my mouth. And before I get to rambling anymore, I want to introduce my good sis. Hey, sis, you got a minute?
Hey, sis, you got a minute? Hey, sis, you got a minute? Hey, sis, you got a minute? Hey, sis, you got a minute?
Absolutely. Hey, sis, how are you? I am absolutely thrilled to be here. This is such a blessed and anointed time.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, I will never forget seeing that beautiful yellow bag. And I was like, okay, who is this lady with this, you know, beautiful white skin that looks like she belongs to be one of my sisters?
We instantly connected. We were like, instantly, like, I saw the colors on you, saw the colors on me. We're like, come here. We were connected somehow. Do we not already know each other? Because yes, that yellow bag, and actually I think I've mentioned to you that yellow bag is one of those things that I'm usually one of those people that wear dark colors. I love dark colors. I used to sit in an office, but now I love to walk in with bright colors because it makes me uncomfortable enough that I've got to get out and speak to other women, and other people are drawn to it. They're like, who is this sunshine that's carrying the sunshine? And that's one of the two, is that yellow bag. And I love it. It's for my sisters and joy. It's bringing in that sunshine into a room, because I want to be able to break free by being uncomfortable in new rooms.
I love that. And I want us later on in the podcast to bring that bag back up, because the lady that created that bag, I mean, she's a movement all within herself, and just the message behind the bag. So I definitely want us to bring that back around. But sis, tell the TWT family your name and a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Trisha Daniel, and I'm a financial clarity advisor. I know that sounds a little much, but a clarity advisor helps you get clear on what your numbers even mean. But more importantly, because while I'm an MBA, I've got 25 years of finance and accounting and public accounting. Yes, I've been that person doing your taxes in the nerdy office, and I've been a financial controller for so many years. What's important and why I'm here today is because I've also been that single mom who has started over not once, but twice after divorce. I've been that woman who's been deep in debt from major life events, and I've been an executive who's been laid off as a single mother with two young kids at home, and I didn't have a backup plan or a savings plan. And here I was a financial professional. and those overwhelming feelings of worry and guilt. I mean, it just weighed down on me. And I was able to rebuild them because of my financial background. And I was actually raised by a financial planner father. I'm actually third generation. My grandfather was in finance also. He's another story. But because of what they taught me as a little girl, and because of my professional experience, I had tools to step up every time, like to rebuild and rebuild. Super grateful. However, that shame, I don't know if your listeners have ever felt the shame in their financial stories, but the shame in my stories, even though, yes, I was able to rebuild, it held me captive. I didn't want to talk about it with anybody because who wants to talk about their money? I mean, we were taught it's a shameful thing. We're not to speak about it at all, especially when we've been through those hard things. So I held captive for over a decade. I didn't share any of the tools that I had used to rebuild with anyone until April of 2021, when my mother, that's why we relate to on the stories of our mothers. My mother, she fell, severely bruising her knee. Didn't think, you know, anything about it until 3 weeks later, my sister and I found ourselves by her hospital bedside. She was sedated and on oxygen and unable to speak. We were floored. We were never going to, you know, hear her voice again. Until on a Friday evening, a nurse walked in and she took the oxygen out of my mom's nose. Slowly, my mom's eyes began to open and she started struggling to speak. And at one point, she then looked over at me straight in the eyes. And you know, when your mom looks you straight in the eyes, she asked, "Promise?" Yes, mom, I promise. So I didn't know exactly what she was talking about, but I knew exactly what she meant because she also allowed shame in her story hold her back. She always said someday she was going to write a book about the incredible joint custody childhood that I grew up in. She always said someday she was going to go out and empower other women about blended families and co-parenting and how amazing it could be. She always said someday, someday, someday. But on that Friday evening, her words and her voice were gone. You know, she no longer had her someday. And that's when I realized I don't have someday either, that my someday is today to go out from behind my shame, behind my computer screen, behind all those taxes I was doing, and go out and share with other women the tools that I learned how to rebuild my finances when life threw me curveballs, when life threw me down, how to rebuild and teach other women that they can do it too, just like I did. And that is why I'm here today. That's why we met on stages, because it is time. It is time. We don't have someday to rebuild. God gave us today. Yes. He gave us a chance to rebuild our overall wealth, just like you were speaking about before, that we don't have that time to delay. That delay starts, it starts today.
Yes. Oh my God, Tricia, I love that. One of my favorite thought leaders, Lisa Nichols, she says that you can't find someday on the calendar. You know, there's Monday through Sunday, but there's nowhere. And so many women live in the someday. They live in that space of someday. And then that someday turns into no day, right? Because they never end up doing the things that I truly believe God has put in the pit of our belly to produce and to birth. So I thank you so much and honor your mom for uttering those words, promise, you know. And I honestly, as we are on this place, I just want the TWT family to grab those journals, to grab those pens and write down, what is that thing? What is that thing? And put a date to it. Put a date to that thing that you have promised yourself that you are not going to leave this earth without completing. Because just as Tricia has stepped into her promise to herself and to her mother, and just like I have stepped into my promise to myself and to my children and to my mother, you all listening have that same capacity and ability to step into your now and your promise. So I want to go, I want to go a couple of different ways, because one of the other things that connected us is our beloved Patrice Washington. Both of us love, love, love her. And I know that she's helped you, because here's the thing. So many people, right, have this idea of me, myself, and I, like that's all we need. And, you know, people live in this space of like, they can't trust people and they don't, you know, there's no one that can help them or there's no one that can understand. And that's all around shame. Shame does that to us. Shame makes us believe Don't tell anybody your dirty little secret, your dirty little money story. Don't tell anybody those things. But the beautiful Patrice Washington has not only helped you bring that story out, but she has also helped you stand on stages. And when I tell y'all, there's a joke that we both talk about that Patrice says about snatching those edges. Listen, sis, you had some edges snatched at that conference. You had us on our toes. So talk to us about the journey with Patrice Washington and the importance of having someone that can push you into your promise.
Oh, it's super important because I used to never lean into mentorship. It was all about me, myself. I've got this. That independence that we gain, whether we're the oldest child, or it's because we've been through the things and I'm fine. I got this. Girl, I don't need you. I've got my own deal. I was very, very independent. I didn't need anybody. And in the season of healing, I was blessed to be connected with a woman named Brooke Thomas. And the very first thing that Brooke said to me is, I need you to know two women. And one of those women was Patrice Washington. Immediately got on Instagram, looked her up, and her definition of money and of wealth, she will always state when she goes on stage, it goes back to the 12th century definition of wealth, the overall state of well-being. It was just absolutely like, okay, she is my girl. And so I just started leaning in, but it was even more powerful. She didn't just teach about financial concepts. I mean, I heard all that since the age of three. My dad was drawing out money concepts. I had heard all the things. She was sharing her story. She was sharing the real dirt, everything about being snot-nosed on the bathroom floor. She was getting real. And I was like, she just shared that. She shared that in front of everybody. And it blew my mind. But what blew my mind even more was everyone's reaction to it. Yeah. They didn't judge her. I didn't feel like I went to private schools, and when I was in middle school, and you know, we all have those middle school girls that scar us, the judgers. And I would always go back to feel like I was judged. No one was judging her. They're like, wow, she shared her truth. And I watched the woman's reaction to it. And slowly but surely, when I started sharing my truth, and when we're like, wow, me too. I've started over twice. Wow, I've been in debt. I was laid off. Thank you for sharing that story. I was floored of, wait a second. So I started leaning into Patrice even more. And Patrice had it's called Command the Stage. I believe it's on Evergreen now. But she started teaching women how to share their story. Again, we talked about, I'm a numbers nerd. We're very comfortable with Excel spreadsheets, hiding behind the screens. I mean, have you ever, you know, everyone's watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I know it's an old 80s movie, but the guy in there is very Bueller. So again, accountants, that's what we mainly think of. That was me. Going and sharing, it was not a gift. And I knew I needed to lean into someone else. And who else better than a woman who has been through the things, was able to share her story about money. So I leaned into her, I think what called Command the Stage. One, it was a level of obedience. God downloaded this to her in the shower. She immediately said, okay, I'm supposed to share with other women how to share their story. Leaned into that, got into her program, and learned how to introduce myself and be able to share my story in an impactful way. And since then, it has helped me be able to write and create thing I actually submitted for the Success Magazine, Women of Influence. I was one of the top 50 women of influence back in 2022 because I was able to start to share and articulate my story. And I think that's for a lot of women, when we step out of shame, being able to articulate what we went through, because it takes some healing. I know you talk about that restoration, you know, being able to renew. We have to be able to articulate, man, what did we even go through? Yeah. So she helped me kind of see that valley that I was in and how I was able to rebuild and put that into words. And now I am just honored to be able to be one of her students, that she is my mentor, and be able to share with other women. And I just shared on her stage. She had a live event back in October. And for those, she's having another live event in 2024 in October. But being able to share, you know, from there, of the power of being able to share our stories and the impacts it makes on every woman we meet, whether through podcasts, stages, or just another woman in the street. Being able to share your story in a minute to 3 minutes can forever make an impact.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I love that for you. I love just, I mean, because you so beautifully articulate your story, and it really brings light to folks that, and women that are going through similar things. And Patrice, if you're listening, sis, we absolutely love and adore you for all the work that you are bringing to this world. In fact, we are going to put a link to her podcast in the show notes, because whether you are an entrepreneur or not, I believe her story and her journey really can help so many people get out different situations. Trish, I want to really talk about, because we talked about Patrice's definition of wealth, but you have your own pillar of wealth that you beautifully articulate that I think helps. I know for me, I am one of those women, and no shame to those of you that are listening that are a lot like me. I know the numbers, but I'm afraid of them still a little bit. And so I know exactly how much money I need to pay the bills and to get the groceries. But beyond that, a lot of us are still in the dark, you know, and with you, the way that you, with so much grace and so much ease, explain wealth, I think that everyone needs to hear this story. So give it to us, sis. Tell us your definition and your pillars of wealth.
I love to share that, because since I've been through the things, I can be all the, and there can be degrees on my wall. It doesn't matter. We've all been through the things. It's how we bounce back. But more importantly, it's how we build our foundation. Mm. And so many of us, I admitted when we were on stage, I admitted whenever I rebuilt, there was a reason I had to keep rebuilding. Yes, life kept throwing me curveballs, and that can be an excuse. But what happened is I rebuilt on sinking sand. I didn't rebuild on a firm foundation. Matthew 7, I believe it is verse 26. I'll have to look it back up, but I was just reading about the fact that your house is going to keep getting knocked down when the rains and the floods come. If you've built on sand, and we have got to build on a better firm foundation. So many of us are scared. We are scared. I mean, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but until you apply it, it doesn't become wisdom. And that is my first pillar. That W of wealth is wisdom. Being able to have the wisdom, applied knowledge, actually practice what God shows us. Because he talks about being afraid. How many times in the Bible? 365 times. But he talks about money 2,350 times. The first time I heard that, it blew my mind. I was like, wait a second. I was taught that money was, you know, bad. We were supposed to be broke. And that's what I felt like. I felt like I was supposed to be living in poverty. No, God wanted us to be wealthy so that we could share with other people. We could fund his kingdom. And he gave us all the instructions right there. So my mind has been blown diving into scriptures, because now, again, I'm a nerd. I read the Bible in financial planning terms. I see it from all my corporate training, but I also see it from being raised by a financial planner father. So I see it in these two different realms. So that wealth is that wisdom. What are the tools you have in your hand right now to start being able to apply? Just like you just mentioned, You have the basic foundation, but for a lot of women, they don't. They don't know how to pay a bill. They don't know how much debt they're in. They don't know, because it's easier sometimes not to know. So for the very first, like an action step you can take today, is to start knowing. If you have a spouse, significant other, sometimes we're afraid to go talk the communication part. Just go up and go, hey, I'm interested in knowing. In case something, I'm interested in knowing how much here. I'm interested in knowing. And that's a great way for your kids. Bring them into the conversation. Because when we teach our kids financial wisdom and tools, it's a game changer for them later on. And for a lot of us, that means they're not coming back home when they get too much older. But I love for that first pillar, that W, is that wisdom. Digging into scripture. Find one verse. Like Patrice has that one verse What good is money in the hands of a fool? Right? My favorite is Luke 14:28. How can we build our tower if we don't know the cost? Because we're going to look like a fool. We can't finish it. So how are you going to build that house? How are you going to build that business? How are you going to build that dream if you don't know the cost? Because you're not going to be able to finish it.
And I know that you have the other pillars, but I just want to pause really quickly because the part about teaching your kids, I think so many people generationally, and especially in African-American homes, this probably happens across the board, but especially in African-American homes, there's still this idea of like, it's none of the kids' business and this is grown folks' business and kids shouldn't know that. But my kids know that we have a budget. My kids know, like, and they know when things are out of budget and they know how much bills cost. They know how much our mortgage is. They know how much our light bill is. Because when we educate them on that, believe it or not, they'll be less likely to leave the lights on or they'll be less likely to take 10-minute showers and like all of these things. And I don't do it in a way to shame them because I believe a lot of times folks have heard narratives like money doesn't grow on trees and I ain't got no McDonald's money and things like that. No, but I use it as a very powerful tool because I do believe that once we are wise about money, money is just a tool. It's a tool to help us get where we need to go, right? And so when we teach our children the power of using this tool correctly, like you said, they're less likely to come home in their 20s and 30s because now we've given them the power. So I just wanted to stop with that because I know a lot of folks listening are probably going to say, well, I'm not telling my kids about money. But on these healing streets of Tuesday with Tomiko, healing is also part of healing that generational narrative of this is not kids' business because it definitely is. And one day they will be the ones in charge of taking care of us. So we want to make sure that they're wise and that they don't have to learn this from the bottom up. But we give them a strong foundation. One of my core values is my ceiling will be my children's floor. And that also means with money wisdom and finances and things like that. So yeah.
I love that. I love it because one of my favorite stories, her name is LaShawn Holland. And we'll have to drop her link in here too. You know, LaShawn?
I love her.
I know. I absolutely love her. One of my favorite stories is when she shared about how, and if I quote this wrong, LaShawn, I'm sorry, but her story when she gave her son, I think at 5 years old, a stock certificate. She started teaching him about investing at 5 years old. And that son now, if you look at him, when he was in college, he started teaching these other kids in his college dorm room. And I think he still had the stock certificate hung in his dorm room. The empowerment and what she taught her children at a young age. Because sometimes, yes, you're like, oh, I don't want you to know my business. But when you give your child a tool at that young age, that's why every Saturday morning I have breakfast with my father. And that was one thing my dad started teaching me about money at age of three. But I told him, I wish you would have had me implement the tools back when I was a kid. Because right now, my 12-year-old, he's very hungry in learning about stocks. And my 19-year-old, who's autistic, he's really hungry in learning about savings and it's just those little tools we can teach our children in a way by drawing it out, by showing them. Yeah. So I always love when Shauna would share that story of how we can, when we reach the ceiling, our kids, it's just the ground floor. We're breaking that curse and showing them the power of communicating. So someday when they have a spouse, when they have kids, talking about money is not going to be a trauma. Mm-mm. You know, because the biggest deal is going back to that first money memory. Each of us, if you think back to your first money memory, what is it? Did you watch your parents fight about money? Did you watch your single mom stress about money? What was the narrative? Because that's what we've been carrying on. And that's what we're giving to our kids. Yeah. What are their first money memories going to be? It's not your business. Because I've heard that whenever I go out and speak, among all, different cultures, that is a common thing across many cultures. They'll come in like, that's not supposed to be business. But teaching them tools and how to apply the tools and turn that into wisdom for themselves, empower themselves, where they are like, they've already, if they start investing now at 10 years old, 12 years old, You know, it's teaching the beauty of compounding interest.
Yeah.
So you maybe, you know, start with, yes, this is here, but I'm going to give you the tools in place to help you succeed, because a parent, again, God as a shepherd to our sheep, our children, we are to guide them and show them where to go. And so that's why I love, I love to start off with that W, that wealth, that getting that scripture out and showing our children of, hey, this is why, because he gave us the tools. He gave us the guidance. He gave us the path. Mm-hmm. We try to do it on our own every time. And we listen to every guru and expert, every social media platform there is, but there's no greater than God to show us that this is it. He's already showed us how to multiply.
Yeah,
he gave us that bearing seed, our first gift. First, it is supposed to multiply, but we're not going to do it if we don't start with him first.
I love that. Yes. So it all starts with wisdom. And then what are the other pillars to wealth?
I get it on that. I love it. But E is for earnings.
Yeah.
And A is for assurance, our confidence. L is for love. T is for trust. And H is for health. Because health, I know for me, is a big thing. We do all the things, just like, you know, but we just talked at the very beginning. We're doing all the things. We're running all the different places. We're doing this. We're being mom. We're being an entrepreneur. We're podcasting. We're taking care of parents. We're taking care of kids. We exhaust ourselves. And so I don't know if any of your listeners have ever gone through, I've gone through adrenal fatigue. Whenever I was laid off as an executive, after 4 months, I was overqualified. I couldn't get another job. I was a single mother. Again, my oldest son's autistic. So I dealt with it myself. I was like, oh, I can use my skills and create a business. So I created my first accounting business. But I was up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, sleep for 2 or 3 hours, get back up, run 2 young kids everywhere. I exhausted myself. If my hair was falling out. I've had a tumor removed from the side of my neck. Wow. Half my face was paralyzed. I did not take my value of my health, the temple that God gave me. So our health, whether it's fitness, what we're eating, our gut health, mental health, is all so important. And that's why I feel like when you're starting off with God's wisdom and ending with taking care of who you are, you can't help with all the things in between, you know, be wealthy.
Yeah.
You know, we were born to be wealthy in all the things, but it's so hard to look past. We focus more on the worry. That's why I like to think about the mindset shift of shifting from worry to wealthy. Yes. God's got this. He didn't create us to feel confident. He said to be confident, to be courageous. I got this. I already know how the end's going to be. I'm going to win.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, I know you don't feel confident because you're going through all the things, but I told you to be confident, to be courageous, because I've got this. So that's where I really like to focus and, you know, putting it in between. But that earnings, a lot of us think about, okay, I got to go earn more. I got to go earn more. But I like to put into this is, what are you practicing? What are you putting into practice that God has given you? Again, back into your seed. What has God given you that you aren't multiplying yet? You went and hid it in the dirt because you were too afraid to use it. He said to go put it into practice. Let it earn money. Let it double interest. Let it compound. What are we each hiding that we need to go get out of the dirt, go invest to create that extra earnings that God intended to go fund his kingdom? Yeah. To go fund the legacy, to go fund what you were supposed to be on earth here to do, not busy with all the things, not exhausting ourselves. What's the practice that we need to put into place? Because when Jesus said, follow me, you know, follow me, like, come on, let's go. We've got things to do, you know,
yes. Not in just the word. He says, better works, more works shall you do, right? So it's not just, I think so many people are content with being in the background. And that's okay, right? Because you can still multiply in the background, but he is calling us higher. He is calling us for more. He is calling us to use that wisdom, to earn the seed that's in the ground. It should multiply and bear much fruit. And then also, I love the bookend of your definition of wealth, which is health. Because so many of us are allowing the toxic emotions of shame and guilt to keep us not feeling well mentally, emotionally, romantically, not, you know, it's just causing us not to be well. And so health is so important. And I want to take a moment just to honor our this week's podcast sponsor, which is the Life Beyond Productions. And there is a complete series. And I was actually honored to be one of the ones to speak on this series. And I talked about my stroke and how stress, because of shame, because of guilt, how all of those things caused me to have a major stroke 10 years ago at 32, well, 12 years ago at 32 years old. And I really, the link for that episode will be in the show notes because health is so important. I know Trisha has many stories about health from her husband to her kids to her own adrenal fatigue. So we want you all to really, really take health serious, because you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the things, all a closet full of clothes, all the beautiful things. But if you are not healthy, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, none of that stuff would matter. And Trisha, throughout your life and your journey of really becoming this powerhouse mother, a powerhouse wife, a powerhouse speaker, a powerhouse friend. And I truly do love you and call you a friend, like from the day I met you, because you are definitely a light in this world and someone that I feel like I can call to when life is life and these kids are kitten and the husband is husband. I love that I have a woman like you. And I think that more women need to have someone that can help them get clear. So tell the TWT family, how can we learn more about all the offerings that you are giving the world? Where do we find you online? What do you have going on? What's going on in your life, girl?
we could talk all day with that, but no, I would love for you to come see me at www.trishadaniel.com. And that's TRICIADANIEL.com, where I also have more about these pillars. We'll dive more into that assurance, the confidence, loving yourself again, trusting yourself and others with money, and that piece of health. There is a free ebook there. You can go download it for yourself and really dive into that mindset shift, going from worry to wealth. And from there on, we can communicate more, talk more, because I would love to get to know your story as you get to know mine.
Yes, we are definitely, definitely going to have the link to everything that Trisha has going on in the world in the show notes. So do not leave this episode without clicking that link and grabbing that free ebook. Trust me, it is time to move out of the shadows of shame and to step into the power that God has called you to be. It is truly time to love yourself again, to forgive yourself for the debt, forgive yourself for all those Amazon packages that you had coming in COVID. Ain't nobody shaming you no more, girl. Stop shaming yourself. Trisha, I could talk to you all day. I really could. You are a beautiful, beautiful soul. And I am so grateful that God allowed our paths to cross and for this friendship to start to bloom. And I am going to say in front of the TWT family, I am going to do my part to water this friendship, because I truly do believe that it is more than just for things like this, but God has put us in each other's lives for such a time as this. Before I let you go, sis, I do have one other question. And I typically ask all my guests a certain question at the end of the podcast, but God is like, ask her this. And I'm like, uh-oh, Trisha probably going to be like, girl, why you ask that? But I want to ask, what does one of my core pillars and foundational statements of the podcast is to love as if you've never been hurt. And I want to know, what does that mean to you?
It means so much to me as a woman who has started over twice, you know, from, you know, traumatic things. When I allowed myself to heal, and I took 9 years. I'm fine. Shoe closet's too full. But when I finally, after 9 years, allowed myself to heal, feel renewed, felt restored, and said yes to letting love back into my life, God brought me the most amazing man with 4 beautiful boys. And because of that, even though right now he's walking through spinal pain, and the sixth spinal surgery is, I have to record this in 10 days. Wow. But even through all the pain, God has shown us the power of what love is without all the things, without all the attachments, without money, without something. It is truly what he intended, where you pour back into each other at a very essential level, no matter what is swirling around you, that you still have that true, absolutely deep love that he meant for each of us to have. That yes, life may have given you so many war wounds and broken your tree branches, but when the new tree has formed and grown, it is beautiful, and the leaves and the fruit that are produced are so much. So allow yourself to heal. Allow yourself to be restored, because the love that is waiting on the other side is absolutely full of overall wealth and is so wealthy for you for today.
Yes, yes, and yes again. Ah, thank you so much, sis. I truly honor and love you. Thank you for your time. TWT family, thank you all. Thank you guys for making this podcast what it is. Thank you for week after week sharing the podcast. Thank you for week after week liking and subscribing. Make sure you go over to Apple Podcasts and give this particular episode that 5 stars. Let someone know that it is time to move out of shame and to walk into the wealth that God has called you to be. I love you all. Until next week. Bye-bye.